Welcome to the Ask a Tech podcast. In this episode, I'll be answering questions about apps. If you have a question you would like the answer to, you can email me at questions@simpledeviceadvice.com, or you can comment on this video. Or if you're watching this podcast live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, you can ask your question in the chat and I'll answer it live on the show. Without further ado, let's get to the first question. So this question is, what are apps? Okay, so apps is short for applications, and applications is another word for programs. So apps is just a program. That's it. Computers have apps, phones have apps, TVs have apps, tablets have apps. Pretty much anything that's a computer do have apps. So with your phone, the apps that you'll typically use will be Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. For a TV, it'll be Netflix and YouTube. For a computer, it'll be Microsoft Office. Okay, the next question I have is, do apps cost money? Okay, this question has a lot to it because there's about 1.5 million apps now. If you're asking about an app in particular, email me at questions@simpledeviceadvice.com and tell me which app you want to find out about. With apps, there's three ways you could be charged for it. When you download it, you could be charged per month to use it, or you could get data charges. So I'll explain each one. We've gone to the Play Store to have a look at some apps. So this app here, you have to pay for a download. So it's got the price there. If you don't want to pay for it, then don't use it. This app is free to download, but look where it says in-app purchases. So that means when you're playing the game, it might ask you to pay money to continue or to do things faster. Keep an eye on that because that's one way you can get charged for it. These are choices too. It's not going to automatically charge you. It's going to ask you if you want to pay for it. You just say no if you don't want to pay for it. Another way you can get charged for apps is by using them per month. For example, that we look at Netflix. Netflix has thousands of movies and TV shows available every month to watch for $15 a month. You can watch as much as you want. It's free to download, but you've got to pay per month.
The question I have is, what apps use the most data? The apps that use the most data are apps that use videos. So if your app uses videos like YouTube, Netflix, Facebook, they will use the most data.
So you got to make sure if you're using video that you do it at home on a home connection. Never use 3G or 4G to watch videos because that will use up a lot of data and you could get charged. You could get a high phone bill for that.
If you're not sure what type of internet you have, make sure you talk to your internet provider and ask them what you have. If you only have 3G or 4G, tell them that you don't want it and you want, if you're in Australia, you want ADSL or NBN. If you're in America, you want DSL or fiber. Do not use 3G or 4G as your main internet source. Use it as a backup. So the apps that you don't use on 3G or 4G, YouTube, Netflix, Facebook videos, you have Google Photos, iCloud, Dropbox, OneDrive, Google Drive. Don't use those apps on 3G or 4G because they will use up a lot of data.
The next question is, does updating apps cost money? If you're using home internet, so if you're using ADSL or NBN, if you're an Australian or if you're an American, it is called fiber or DSL, it will not cost you anything to update your apps. And you only have 3G or 4G that's on your phone, don't update apps because yes, it will cost you money. The updating app process won't cost you money, it's the data usage. Because with phones, so with 3G or 4G, they only have a very, very small limit. So once you start doing your maintenance, so your backup and updates, that will usually get you over the limit. And then you'll start getting charged more from your phone provider. Updating apps, depending on how many apps you have, but I say you allow for 5 gig for updates. Don't update on 3G or 4G, but on ADSL, NBN is absolutely perfectly fine, or DSL fiber if you're an American. Okay, next question is, do phone apps work on tablets? Most of the time, yes. If you've got an iPad and you're looking for an app that's on your iPhone and you can't find it, in the settings in the App Store, so on the top of the screen, on the top left, I believe it is, you've got to select iPhone only and it will show you the iPhone apps. So iPhone apps will work on iPad if you're in the iPhone section on the App Store. That's completely fine. With Android, it really does depend on the app because there's a lot of different devices out there and some devices aren't compatible with some apps. It's just sometimes there's an incompatibility on how the app is programmed. So that may get into a problem. There is ways around that. If you have an Android phone and you want to use that app on an Android tablet and you can't find it, please email me at questions@simpledeviceadvice.com and tell me which app you're trying to use and which tablet you have. And I'll be able to hopefully find a solution to that problem and help you out. So the next question I have is, do iPhone apps work on Android? iPhone apps don't work on Android and Android apps don't work on iPhone. They're two different systems. The people that make the apps usually make two versions of the app. They make an iPhone version and an Android version. In that case, yes, they will work. Most popular apps will work on both. So if you have Spotify, that's available on iPhone and Android. If you have Facebook, that's on iPhone and Android. Depends on the app. And sometimes if the app isn't available, there's something similar on Android or on iPhone, depending on which app you're wanting to use. If you have an app that you want to work on Android and your iPhone, please email me at questions@simpledeviceadvice.com. Tell me what app you're trying to use and I will hopefully be able to help you. Thank you for joining me on my Ask a Tech podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, you can find me on iTunes, YouTube, Twitch, SoundCloud, and Facebook. Just search Simple Device Advice.